Blog Talk Radio. I don't know about the rest of you, but I love this time of the day. I love how the cool, crisp night air kisses the ground, leaving behind a gentle layer of dew. I love looking up into the night sky and seeing the moon shining down upon us like an old, trusted friend. I look forward to spending our Thursday nights here together on Blog Talk Radio as we travel together on this journey into the night.
Co-host and partner in crime, Lisa Vandeveer. Hey, Lisa, you want to say hi to everybody tonight?
Hello, everyone. Glad to have you with us tonight on our last show of the year. So we know it's going to be a good one, and we thank you for joining us. It's going to be good.
Woo-hoo! Happy New Year, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. I can't believe it. Another year gone. It's just like blink and it's over with. Crazy, crazy.
Yeah. It is crazy, so really
and
fast.
Hope everybody had a wonderful Christmas. Hope you got to spend it with those you love, and everything was safe. And saw some horrible weather conditions up in the northern states. Feel sorry for you guys. That sucks, but at least a lot of you had white Christmases, huh?
Yeah.
So anyway,
we didn't. We had a warm Christmas.
We did too.
Yeah, it was like in the 70s, so it was really warm.
Yeah, we were in the low 70s, and like I was telling you earlier, it was 81 degrees here yesterday. And I was whining, turn on the air conditioner, and then I woke up this morning, I'm whining, turn on the heater, because now it's down in the low 50s, so Oh, I'll probably have a wicked cold before it's all said and done with. But oh, well. Welcome to life in Southeast Texas. Woohoo! Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Tonight we have Jamie White is joining us again. She's going to help us ring in the new year and share with us what she's been up to since her last visit. Jamie is an author, blogger, photo geek, music addict, editor, pop culture geek, and pet servant. Lisa, we know all about being pet servants, do we not?
Oh, yes, we do. Horses, dogs, cats.
Oh, well, they keep us happy. Okay, now Jamie has spent more than a decade as a journalism student, geeking out over PageMaker, layout design, and other stuff. In college, she took it a step further and became the only student to be on all three of her college's publications, serving as editor-in-chief for two of them. Then later, she went on to freelance writing and blogging. Okay, Jamie began her journey into fiction writing in 2010 after joining a writing group. Since that first meeting, she has completed a bunch of short stories, 5 manuscripts, and has a few now in progress. She released The Life and Times of No One in Particular in 2012 and followed it up with a story in the Lyrical Muse anthology in 2013 and the 2 novellas through Pagan Writers Press the same year. When Jamie is not writing or blogging, she takes his pictures, meditates, practices Reiki and chanting. I probably mispronounced that. I apologize. Watches favorite shows, movies, takes walks, and serves as a volunteer for the Florida Writers Association by running their social media and a writing group, Gulfstream Writers. So, why don't we give Jamie a warm welcome to Daily Reads Radio. Hey, Jamie, how's it going tonight?
Hi, it's going good. How about you guys?
Going wonderful. So glad to have you back with us on the show again.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
We had a lot of fun the last time we had you on, so we wanted to touch bases with you because you've got some new projects you've been working on, and we just thought we would cover bases with you on those. Can you give us a little bit of a fast overall of your stories that you've written so far, the ones that are published? Just kind of give us a quick little recap of them.
The ones that are published. Let's see. There is the first one I put out was The Life and Times of No One in Particular. That is the biography of a muse.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, you know, one day I'm sitting there, like, you know, we were doing role play games, you know, with Buffy the Vampire Slayer online, and we're like trying to come up with ideas, and we're like, well, why can't we come up with ideas? And we're like complaining about our evil muses who would not help us. And yeah, just thought, well, and then when I started writing, you know, later, I got thinking about that character. I'm like, well, what would a muse think about the way we talk about them? And that's basically where that one came from. I have the Stains trilogy, Stains on the Soul, Trembling Souls, and Smashing the Slate. That is a book about a girl who has these nightmares that turn out to be past lives that are affecting her now.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have my Lightworker trilogy that I have actually turned into a series. It was originally intended to just be a trilogy. And that one we'll be talking about. But there's also Lyrical Muse. That was a bunch of short stories that I put together with a friend and fellow writer, Michelle Cornwell Jordan, my husband, C.P. Bailois, and another fellow author, Rhonda Codhill. And basically, they were all short stories centered around music in some way.
Okay.
Yeah. And the other one is a novella that's centered around New Year's Eve. It's called Cluttered. And it's about a girl who finds her list of New Year's resolutions on New Year's Eve. and she decides to, you know, try to accomplish as many of them on her list as possible before midnight.
Okay, now this is the one that's a re-release, correct?
Yeah, that was re-released. I originally had them through a publisher, and then I got the rights back to that in the Stains trilogy. So, yeah, I've been doing a lot with that, like just getting those re-released, new covers, things like that. And actually, this one ended up with a new title. It was Clutter, now it's Cluttered.
Okay.
Well, you know, so, that fits.
So now have you added anything to the story, or is it the same thing, just different cover and title?
No, I haven't added anything to the stories, no.
Okay, okay. I just know as authors sometimes, you know, our mind says, well, maybe I can do this now.
I can see the temptation in that. I have thought about that. But I'm like, you know what? No, these were the stories. This is how they came out. This is how I wrote them originally. If I sat there and, like, actually sat down to try and, like, rewrite and add things to it and everything, and, like, all these thoughts I had of, oh, you know, I could have done this, or, oh, I could have done that, you know, it's like, I'm just going to go crazy, and it's just
you would never finish a book, as writers, because it's never perfect to us, at least for me, my book is never perfect, so there's always things that we can improve on it.
Yeah, and at some point, you just got to say, you know what, the story is done, it is what it is, and you just got to let it go.
Exactly. So now, can you tell us a little bit about Cluttered, what the pretense of the story is?
Yeah, Cluttered is actually, I got the idea to write that when I saw the publisher that I had the Stains books out through. They were looking for holiday stories. So I sat and I thought about it a little bit, and I'm like, well, you know, the obvious thing and the thing that would probably mostly be done by people would be like maybe a Christmas story or something like that. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do a different holiday. And then I thought, well, New Year's Eve. And, so I sat down and I played around with that a little bit. And I kind of got inspired by the show 24. They used to do like the, if you all never watched it, it's a show about a counterterrorism agent who every season of the show is like one day in his life trying to stop a threat. And every show is like 1 hour in that day for the season. So I kind of played around with that idea a little bit, being every chapter, another like tick of the clock. So this character, she finds her list of New Year's resolutions. She's completely cluttered, completely disorganized. She did not even remember writing them. She finds them by chance, and she decides, you know what, I'm going to finish something. I'm going to finish these. And so she tries to get as much done as she can before midnight.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, that sounds very interesting.
I love things like that that are out of the norm, that's a good idea, though. I like that. Very interesting.
Thank you.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about your newest release, Rebuilding Me?
Yeah, my new series is, I'm calling it my Lightworker series. It's, so far I have 3 books out in that, Learning Me, Exploring Me, and Rebuilding Me. And basically, my husband is also a writer, and every now and then he'll do like little blurbs on Twitter. And my favorite thing to describe the series was a blurb he came up with where it's like, discovering your family tree should not lead to a fight for survival. And that's basically what happens to her.
Wow. Okay, that's true. You always wonder, my husband got off into doing that Ancestry.com thing for a while. And it's pretty interesting, some of the stuff you can find, course, with my with my family, my dad, I was given, you know, family heritage all the way back to the 1700s. So I was able to use that kind of as a starting point. And I had to laugh, you know, when they felt that, you know, there's some Viking in there somewhere. So, like, gosh, you'd think I'd be a little bit more fearless. But
yeah.
I must have been the one that died the first, you know, I was the cowardly one. But anyway, okay. Now that I've made a fool of myself, we'll continue on with this.
We've done a lot of playing around with that, actually.
Oh, shoot. Okay. So what are you working on now? What is it you're working on at this time?
Right now, I'm actually working on the sixth book in that series.
In the rebuilding one?
Yeah. Yeah, the Lightworker one. Yeah, I basically, I've been working on the sixth book in that. I just finished working on the fifth one over NaNoWriMo.
Okay.
Yeah, so I still needed words, so I started, you know, the sixth one. And so I'm about 10, 12,000 or so words into that right now.
Yeah,
kind of fun.
Lisa's been working on a big project too. Her started out one series and broke off into the other series, so she knows all about those ones that seem to go on forever, don't you, Lisa?
Sure do. I'll get them eventually, though.
And it's funny because it's like, you know, so much in the series I didn't even plan on at all.
Right.
Yeah, it was like the original inspiration just came from actually a commercial I saw on TV.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of reminded me of you know, those old TV movies from the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was one with Kelly Martin. And if you guys have ever seen it, The Face on the Milk Carton, that basically kind of inspired a little idea.
Yeah.
And that started this book. I did the three books. And partway through the first book, that's like the only book I've ever outlined, I'm sitting there writing. You know, doing good, I'm feeling good. It's like, all right, I'm going to actually, you know, write every day in NaNoWriMo. I'm going to have, like, all this done. I don't have to stress about what I'm writing every day. And then a character decided that they're evil.
Oh, no.
So partway through that book, it just, okay, bye outline. Yeah, see ya.
Yeah.
It was nice. It was nice having a direction.
Right. You know, that's the thing about outlines. They are wonderful. And then when you, at least for me, when I start, I get my outline done, and then I sit down and I start writing. It's like, you know, the muses are like, or the characters are like, nah, I don't think I'm going that way.
Okay. Exactly. And so I started writing that, and then partway through the second one, things started to like take a little turn, especially later. But things kind of took a little turn when a friend of mine introduced me to telenovelas.
Oh.
And I'm watching those, and there was this one, Maria la del Barrio. And it's basically, you know, just like about this like poor girl, you know, trash picker basically, who ends up with this rich family. Yeah, and there's this one scene where something happens and it just inspires this reaction in her that I'm sitting there watching, I'm like, oh my God. And that kind of like inspired me to take a little, like, little, just a little bit from that and like do something to one of my characters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it kind of like took a little bit of a, it kind of like took a little turn at that point. And I thought it was mm-hmm. done, but then I'm watching more of them and all these ideas started coming to me. And now it's almost like I kind of consider this book my, like, the series, like my little version of a telenovela.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because there's always like something crazy happening.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. That's okay, though. I mean, you know, in all honesty, I think most writers that are really have a passion for the art are borderline crazy anyway.
Because, mm-hmm. Of course, we all are.
Oh, I agree.
We hear voices. We hear voices. Mm-hmm. We have arguments with the voices. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, we're led around by these voices. And, you know, in some realms of our reality, they would lock us up and say we're, you know, crazy. But for us,
right.
It's okay.
And quote, unquote, normal people around us, yeah, they think we are crazy or that we've, you know, something's wrong with this person. You know, they just don't understand. They don't understand.
They just don't understand. You know, when you're sitting at your keyboard and you're arguing with a character, because like you said, the whole outline thing, no, I've got it figured out. The book is going to go this way, and you're arguing with this invisible person. Mm-hmm. And what really sucks is they usually always win the dang argument. You know, I mean, what's
mm-hmm.
with that?
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, they do.
Right. And usually
the
if you
always
do
wins.
What they...
Yes.
Yeah, right. And if you... And if I've learned that arguing with them is pointless because they end up...
Yeah.
If you follow them, it turns out perfect. It turns out better than what you...
Oh, yeah.
I would have done if I had done it my way.
Yeah, you cannot argue with them. They will win.
I swear I have not drank anything for New Year's yet. I swear it.
Yes, you are. We're having virtual margaritas, remember?
There you go.
That's right. Sound like, what's that little birdie, Tweaky Bird or whatever his name is? I know, I came for that.
Yeah, Lisa and I were laughing one time said we need to do a show on New Year's Eve, get drunk. Everybody called in had to be drunk to see what happened.
Yeah, that's right. I agree. It'll be fun.
Of course, that could be on that whole thing of his friends don't let drunk friends dial phones and stuff like that, you know? No drunk
dialing.
Oh, well. Oh, well. It's been a long year.
Hey, it's fun that way.
It is fun.
Just you might get bad ideas, though, and then your character might stop talking to you because you tortured her so horribly.
Right, exactly.
Now, tell me, you have to have had your characters pack up and go on vacation and leave you for a while, haven't you? Because I know mine have done that to me before.
Have
you ever had just do that? Pack up and go on vacation for a while and just leave you hanging?
I've had characters, I actually had, like, not long ago. I'm writing and... gears and move on to another character because my protagonist would not talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so back up and watch. You're on vacation.
Like, yeah, she's like, you know what? I've had it with you. You are torturing me. I've had it with you. I need a break.
Got it. Yep.
And it took a while until she finally talked to me.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't tell me anything about what she was doing. My beta reader, she kept, well, you put the girl through changes, man. Yeah, she's like, she's going on about how bad I felt like hurt her. And I'm like, well, I think you just stole her. I think you like grabbed her and took her off somewhere and you fed her like some cocoa and cookies and you wrapped her in a blanket. And and, you told her, and then when I decided to play nice, you decided to give her back.
Right.
Oh, is that what it is?
Oh, okay, I see. I know. I'm in the middle of a fight with one right now because I was going to kill him off of the story.
Oh.
And he and his buddies have, you know, decided, nah, you know, we need to keep him. We can go this direction with him instead. But that was going to be the great ending to this part of the book story, you know. Well, too bad.
I've had a couple of those moments, too, where I thought it was going to end one way, and then, you know, like the one time my husband was, like, reading through it, and he's like, you know, what if he did this? You know, I wrote it out. I'm like, all right, I think this works better. I read it to him, and then he sat there and he felt bad about it. Sat there and felt bad about it for giving me the idea.
Well, you know, if you stop, if you think about it, people think we're so ingenious and creative, but really we're just the fingers on the keyboard. The characters are
exactly
telling us their story.
We're the transcribers.
Yes, that's it. You know, we're the, They tell the story, and if we don't do it right, they let us know. They keep us up all night, you know, antagonizing us.
They refuse to talk to us, or they just, like, say, you know what? No, hi, here, guess what? You're writing this now instead of, like, what you planned.
Like,
I'm going to stand up and say this now. Oh, okay. They will take
charge. You know, I have thought about, like, J.R. Tolkien, you know, why it took him so long to work on his series. You know, I was when I first started reading the book, and I thought, wow, it took him, I mean, it engulfed his whole life. You know, it took his whole life, you know, to write this book. And so I was like, I can't imagine doing that. And I am no J.R.R. Tolkien, I swear, you know. But I understand now. on this series that I'm working on. So, it's crazy.
Well, it just kept growing. It was only supposed to be the one series, and then you had the breakoff series from the original series. So it just keeps it keeps growing. You're going to have to quit taking your characters alone and letting them conspire against her, because they're really doing a number on her.
They really are.
Well, I mean, that's kind of happening to me, because, like, I plan on it being a trilogy, then it turned into a series, and now there's this other character that came into play in, like, the fifth book that could potentially, like, you know, have some stories. So I'm like, okay, so this just keeps on moving. All
right.
Well, Lisa, the other day you were telling me that one thing that you were thinking about doing in the book, she decided, no, this would make a whole other story.
So I just dropped that whole thing.
Yeah, I know. It'll be stewing in the back of your head. You'll have a third breakout. So I'm just wondering in series. You know,
I'm glad I'm not the only one that goes through this torture, so I'm glad you're being tortured with me.
We're all in the insanity together there.
We don't have to suffer alone.
I haven't had a character that drove me as crazy as Ted did in Pure Justice at the end. That's the only time that I had an absolute... I don't know if you would call it a psychotic moment or what it was, but I was up pacing in my living room floor arguing with the voices in my head, because I wanted the story to go one way, and they were determined it was going to go another way. And I was literally physically up on my feet pacing and arguing. Thank God it was home alone, or my husband probably would have had me hauled off to the padded room with a special jacket. But I did like we said, I relented, I let them have their way, and it was a perfect ending for the story.
Just like that little change from the first one, where that character stood up and said, "Hi, I'm evil," that just basically changed, like, so much of the rest of the outline, and it basically changed the rest of the series, and... led to most of the torture my protagonist goes through.
Well, you know what I have found as an author? we come up with ideas for our characters. And a lot of times we will visually see what they look like and, you know, we'll kind of know what they are. But as the story progresses, we get to know that character and they become real. And I think at that point is when we're able to write their story so much better once
right.
we get to know them, you know. Yeah. And I know that may sound silly, but you've got to know the person before you can put their story down on in the written words, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think sometimes we go kind of crazy and things are changing because we're kind of trying to paint them as one thing when really recesses of our mind, they're totally something different, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
And,
mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's pretty amazing how characters come to life and they become real, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
they do. They do. Actually, yeah. I start feeling bad about, like, the bad things I might have to do to them.
Yeah.
Not me. I enjoy it.
I start actually feeling just a little bit bad about it. I'm like, I'm sorry, but
yeah.
this is what the story is, like, telling me to do now.
Right. That's part of it. Yeah, I mean, I've killed
yeah.
a main character off before, you know. And,
mm-hmm.
and I had readers going, I cannot believe you just did that, you know. So,
yeah.
And I was
yeah.
mad at Linda because of some things she did in her book, some of her books. I was so mad at her.
You were furious with me. I remember.
Yeah. So, but you know what? That makes good
Kevin
stories. Did. That means that you're affecting the reader. So that's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've had to kill off a couple in this series, so.
Right.
That's
yeah.
what every author wants to do. They want the reader to become invested in the story and the characters.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And
exactly.
when you get a message or at least a phone call, if you get a message or a phone
mm-hmm.
call from somebody and they're really upset that you killed off a character or two.
Yes.
You know, because
mm-hmm.
that person didn't deserve to die. You know,
right.
you know what you're supposed to do with the writer. You know, you get
right.
them.
True.
Right.
We're laughing like
that. Yeah. Yep.
But,
that's true.
You
yeah.
know.
Yeah, and you know you've done something very right when
mm-hmm.
you log on and you have a message from your beta reader with your name in all capitals.
Uh-oh.
Yelling at you for what you've just done.
Right. Exactly. Oh, goodness. I cannot
yeah.
believe you just did that.
Yep. Yeah.
What are you thinking?
Yep, yep.
Exactly. Well, I'm under orders not to do a couple of certain things in this series.
Right.
I'm already
oh,
under orders,
okay.
but there are a couple of certain things that I cannot do.
Uh-huh.
He's ordering.
Yeah.
The beta reader or
I'm going to try to behave myself.
Is it the beta reader or the characters that's telling you?
I'm sorry?
Is it the beta reader or the characters that are ordering you?
That the beta reader.
Oh,
the beta
have,
reader.
If the character's fit.
Yeah.
If the character's fit, you got to do it. Sorry, beta reader just got the deal.
I know.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. There are a couple people that I've been like told I cannot do anything very
yeah.
bad.
No,
to.
No, you gotta have to. You gotta agree. If the character,
yeah,
you
I
gotta
think
do.
That is, that's gonna be a sure sign that that is exactly what's gonna happen.
Yep.
So. Yeah.
I know in my trilogy, in book number 3, when it ended. There were several people that were not happy with me. What did
no. no, no, no. We were not happy with you. So.
I was on the shit list. If
misery.
Yeah. That's what I've teased her about, actually, that if I do something to... You know, like joked about it, especially like when my husband tries to give me like evil ideas of what I should do to this
mm-hmm.
one or that one.
Mm-hmm.
I keep just, do you want her to come down here and like pull a misery on me?
Yeah, right, exactly.
I had a reader tell me that if I did that kind of stuff again, she was going to do that to me.
Yeah.
It's
oh,
good
my
thing
goodness.
We're friends on Facebook. It's a good thing we're friends on Facebook because I think she's joking.
Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah. Tell Christy if you're listening tonight. She goes, Linda, have you ever seen the movie Misery? And I'm like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
Oh, well. That's all part of
it
our
job.
Certain genres, you have to do that. You write horror and stuff like that. Of course you got to do that, you know?
I mostly write, like, the paranormal and everything. But in this series in particular, there's – and that it's kind of like the problem of, like, the news material.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that you kind of, like, I don't know, for whatever reason, watching these novellas works for this particular series. And when you're watching novellas about, like, Colombian drug lords and – you know, their prepaid girls and, like, you know, assassins and things like that, it kind of tends to take you into a dark place in your writing where characters are not all that happy.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's true.
But, you know, that's part of it. You know, like Lisa, she's writing that series she's writing, it's dark fantasy.
Yeah.
It's dark, you know.
Yeah.
And we're talking bloodborne
guts
and veins between your teeth in the one part of it, you know.
Right.
So she has to go to those places, you know.
Exactly.
Right.
And, you know, unfortunately, sometimes a character you like may be a goner, you know. And I was really disappointed when I found out one of the characters she was talking about killing. I was like, oh, bummer, I like him, but it's the story,
you
know.
Yeah.
And, the story, so.
You know. But, I mean, you just have to do that. Somebody just has to take it, you know. Take it for the team.
And the whole, starting with the third, that's where it really started. To get a little bit dark, and this character went, you know, a little bit insane. Yeah, and she's been dealing with, like, the after effects of that. You know, all these, like, horrible, traumatic things that she went through, like, you know, betrayals and losses and, you know, finding out, like, everything she ever thought she knew about her life was a lie, you know, and everything. And it's just, like, all piled up on her. And a couple of other traumatic things happened near the second book's end. And basically she went a little out there.
A little wacko.
And she's had to deal with that now, you know, through the other books.
Yeah.
Now, have you found with your books that readers almost demand a happy ending or positive ending?
Demand what?
Have you noticed that a lot of readers almost demand a positive, happy type ending, no matter what the genre of the book is?
You know, I hear a lot of people, like, talk about that, like, you know, wanting the happy ending, but.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I haven't personally gotten people, like, sitting there telling me, this must have a happy ending. I haven't, like, gotten yelled at for, you better not, well, except for my beta reader. But I haven't had other people necessarily, like, do that with me.
Mm-hmm.
I personally don't mind, actually. I don't mind, like, a good ending or a bad ending. I think that, you know, they can be good.
Right.
Like the one novella that was kind of, like, inspiring me, that actually, I mean, things kind of change later, you know, when they put out a second series. But the ending, as, you know, that novella stood, was, like, it had a very tragic ending.
Mm-hmm.
It had a very sad, tragic ending for the protagonist. And that kind of, I was like, you know what? You kind of expect when you're, like, reading a lot of books that you're going to have that, especially, like, maybe, say, romance stories, you know, from in my experience, like, watching these, like, all the other telenovelas I've seen, they tend to have the happy ending.
Right.
This one did not necessarily have that happy ending. And I was like, you know, that was actually kind of good.
Yeah. Yeah, romance.
Kind of thought it was good.
Yeah, romance is one of the big ones where the reader wants that happy ending for the most part. But but fantasy and horror, you hardly can't expect a happy ending, in my opinion.
I know, right?
I know they don't like it. I know they don't like it if the bad guy wins.
Yeah.
I got told off in a review about that one time.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Like sometimes I like the bad guy better than I do the good guy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, so many characters I've watched. Like, I actually, I'm one of those Buffy fans that actually thinks that Faith was a much better character than Buffy.
Right. Exactly.
I actually liked her so much more.
Right. I did too. Yeah. Yeah.
There's more layers.
Yeah.
They have more layers of interest. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
I liked her in that one novella I watched. I liked the bad girl, you know, La Diabla, better than I liked the protagonist.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Actually,
yeah,
I've watched several
movies like that. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
The bad characters are just fun.
Yeah, they are.
I got told in a review one time that the bad guy was not supposed to win. Well, I got told to review one time. They were not happy with me.
Yeah.
I remember that.
You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. That's funny. Well, in my story, it does.
Okay. So, now, what are you working on now?
Right now, I actually had, like, several things I got going during Nano. I had a short story based on a submission prompt that I decided to turn into a longer novella. Mm-hmm. I worked on that during Nano. As I said, I finished the fifth book of my series during Nano, and that I'm still trying to figure out what I'm actually going to call that one. But I finished that. I'm actually going to be going in and reworking the ending a bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after I got the comments back on it. So I'm going to rework that. And right now, like I said, I'm working on a new sixth book. And outside, I mean, that's mostly what I've been focusing on. But now that I have that other novella I finished, yeah, I'm probably going to, maybe in another, like, couple of weeks or something like that, I might go in there and start, you know, reading through it and, you know, making corrections and, you know, getting that ready to send out to people to, you know, like, get the feedback and all.
Right.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good. Sounds great.
That's a good idea. Now, you're big into photography, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. What catches your attention enough to have you take a snapshot of it? What is it that grabs your eye?
You know what? I like, nature shots a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I like, you know, wildlife shots. You know, so I take a lot of those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, just kind
of.
Do you ever
use any of your pictures that you take for book covers? Turn them into book covers? No.
No, because like I said, I usually, for whatever reason, I'm more drawn to like I said, the nature photography, the wildlife photography.
So,
most of my pictures I take wouldn't really fit.
Right.
After killing people in your book, you got to find something
that's
life. And, you know, after killing people in your book, you got to find something that's lively and makes you feel good.
Yeah,
it's just like something fun that, you know, you just kind of like, you just something like when you need a little break.
Right.
Yeah, because you get all those. Yeah, you're trying to get the books done and then get the editing done, and you're trying to market and do the social media and like this and that. It can get very crazy, so
it can.
It's kind of nice. just to go out to like a park or something, take a walk, and just like, you know, shoot whatever like catches your eye.
Yeah.
Well, it's too easy to let life get by you, you know, when you're held up in front of your computer working. You know, you need to get out there and enjoy life, too, you know, because there's a lot going on in the world and you don't want to miss it.
Exactly. You need a break. You need to, like, refresh your brain.
Right.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Okay, well, Vince, we're coming on the end of the show. Vince, we're coming up on the new year. I want you ladies to tell me what your goal is and what you want to achieve in this coming year. Jamie, we'll let you go first. What is your goal for this coming year? What do you see for yourself?
Oh, wow. I have actually not worked on that yet. I have actually been like making little private boards on Pinterest for like a vision board for the year. Like the last couple of years, I haven't really gotten to that yet. But I guess for me, like right now, getting that 6 book done and getting them, getting those ready to go out would be big. A main goal, getting titles. I am terrible with the titles.
That's
it's taken me forever to decide on a title to figure one out. That would probably be my first goal.
You think you have the perfect title, you go on Amazon to make sure there isn't a couple of them out there, and you find out there's like 400 of them with the same title.
I have
title.
Done that.
Oh, I know. That makes
I have done that.
Yes.
I have done that. I've actually found like quite a few of my titles from the National Novel Writing Month. They have like an adopt-a-title thread. So I was going through there, and most of my titles I got through that, I found, and I'm like, oh, my God, that fits so perfectly. And I actually did take those titles, and I put them into Amazon to say, okay, did somebody else have this?
Now, if it's got the same one, you can put like a subtitle. If you can put a subtitle that's a little different, if there's only like two or three of them, I don't mind doing it. But if you get on there and you type a title and it's like 3 pages worth of the same title, everybody's using it.
Yeah, I try to stay away from anything that is going to put me in a group, that's our goal is to stand out from the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to stand out from the crowd when you've got 10 books with the same name. And I come up with some great titles.
That is kind of
like
my thinking, too.
Right.
I mean, it can be a good thing and a bad thing because it's like, okay, if you have a similar title, well, if somebody looks for one book, yours is likely
that's
to come
true.
Up. You know, and the results of somebody might find it, but then at the same time, it's like having that unique title is kind of cool. You know, it's like.
That's true.
It is nice to, like, be set apart.
Especially if it's a bestseller and they pull yours.
That's the main goal, getting those couple books, like getting titles on them, getting them ready to go out. I want to also put out that novella that I worked on during Nano next year. So, and thankfully I already have a title for that one.
Yay!
Because I don't have to worry about that. Yay!
Yeah.
So I want to do that.
And coming up with the perfect cover.
Thankfully, I have an awesome person, RJ Keith. She's been doing my covers now. She redid all the Stains covers. She redid the Cluttered cover. She's awesome.
That's wonderful. If you can find someone that you can work with and you're compatible with and have the same thoughts, that's great.
Exactly.
Doing
some more video.
Yeah.
The cover's almost more important than the title because that's what draws people's attention to your books a lot of times is the cover. When they're scanning through,
Yeah, because they're going to notice. They're going to notice the big picture. sitting there before they're going to notice the title that's sitting on it.
Pops out and hits on the outside of the face, so here I am, they'll notice it, And the quality of the picture too means a lot.
Yeah,
it's important.
Right.
So those are your goals for 2017, huh?
So what?
I said, so those are your goals for the year 2017 then, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, basically just getting those out, maybe doing a little more, with the video. On like Instagram and stuff like that. Because I've been meaning to, and I did a little better this year than I did in previous years. So I'm going to try to like keep that up and get out there with that a little more.
Right.
So now, you said you're a blogger. Do you do this on a regular thing, or is this one of those like me hit and miss? Or
well, that's mostly that's just my because I started with the writing as like a freelance writer. I was writing a country music blog for somebody, and then the project was ended, and so I just kept blogging myself.
Oh, okay.
Just like throwing up things, and I kind of the whole thing kind of evolved after a while because I had been just focusing on country like I had been there before, but then it just kind of evolved to where I was talking more like pop culture in general, like books, music, movies, things like that. So I haven't done that in a while though. I've been like kind of busy like getting these stories out and everything, and I kind of lost, the focus. The, the days
it's
just kind of got away from me,
and
then all of a sudden
blog.
I realized, oh my God, I haven't blogged in so long.
Right. It's so hard.
Yes,
so, you know, it really is. It's hard to keep up with them.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. So maybe, hopefully, maybe I'll get a little better at that next year, too.
So now, do you have any New Year's resolutions for next year? Do you have any, or do you ever take new resolutions?
I don't really do the New Year's resolutions. It's just more about like, okay, well, what goals do I have for the new year? Mm-hmm. As far as like, what books do I want to put out? Like, what kind of things do I want to attract in this new year? Stuff like that. I don't do the New Year's resolution, lose 5 pounds or. go on a diet or exercise more or something like that, because those things just they don't happen.
I like it.
Big joke. I used to make the New Year's resolution when I was a kid, like a lot of I'm gonna get more organized, I'm gonna have all my notebooks organized and this and that, and then like within a week or two back in school my notebooks would be a mess. Again.
Yep. True.
So I'm just like, okay, you know what? No, not bothering.
My New Year's resolution is to make no resolutions because I can't plan on anything.
There you go.
As soon as I think I've got everything figured out, we just fall apart. So.
Exactly.
No sense in trying.
I agree.
That way I'm not disappointed because I didn't even try in the first place.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly. You end up like my character on New Year's Eve, sitting there looking at a list of notes. Oh my God, I haven't done a thing.
Exactly.
That's too funny. So, Jamie, is there anything else you'd like to share with us this evening before we wrap it up for the night?
I mean, thank you for having me back. It's so much fun to chat with you guys. So thank you for that. And thank you to everybody out there who's listening, everybody who's reading the books. Thank you guys. And I hope I'll have more out very soon.
Now, you didn't mention, but do you have any books in audio form? Or
no, I haven't done audio book yet.
Okay.
I have a couple of YouTube videos I made where I have like a chapter or two of different things up. Yeah, but I haven't gone to the audiobook thing yet.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
and so they can find your books at most of the sites, correct?
Yeah. I put them up on Amazon and Smashwords. And then when I put them up on Smashwords, you should be able to find them on like Kobo and Barnes & Noble because they do the premium distribution.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Where they put them up on all the different sites. And if you go on Smashwords, you can get it in any format. And the first book in both of my series are free there.
Are your links on your website? Are there the links to your books on your website?
Yeah, I have all my books linked on my website. That's another thing I worked on this year. getting a website organized.
Okay. Yeah, because we have your website. We have your website here on the show here on Daily Reads Radio. So if you guys are listening, they can find your website link is right there with Amazon and your blog. So
I have a special page on my website that lists all my published books and the Amazon and Smashwords links to them.
Awesome.
Cool. Wow. Well, ladies, it is almost time to call it a night. Let's take another swig of our margaritas. Yum, yum, yum.
Yep, okay. Here we go.
Slurp, slurp. Well, these virtual margaritas are great. No hangover the next day.
Yeah.
And no horrible taste.
That's yes. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, Jamie, I hope you have a great new year.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you.
You guys just stay home and just be low-key, huh? You guys just staying home this year?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm just going to be hanging out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My husband
yes,
and I said, we're going to have a wild crazy night at home.
Yeah.
You got a party ready, right?
Yeah,
probably
like writers. You guys, how see how like exciting and like fast
that's
pace
right.
the writing life is.
That's right.
Well, it's supposed to be raining here on New Year's Eve, so we wouldn't go out anyway if it's kind of supposed to be bad weather.
Oh, fun.
So, yeah, we're just gonna stay hold up the house. I'll probably actually make me a real margarita.
Yeah, that sounds good.
A real one, and ring in the new year, and everything else, you know, and just probably be asleep before midnight anymore.
That's yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, well. Jamie, it was a lot of fun. I hope this coming year for you is a complete success with your books and your life.
Thank you.
I'd love to come back and see us sometime. If you got something new and exciting going on, you can tell us all about it. And
awesome.
Have a wonderful,
I will
wonderful,
definitely be back.
Have a wonderful and safe and prosperous new year. And
you too.
Say goodbye to you until the next time we have you on, okay, girl?
Oh, I will.
Yeah,
I'll try to make sure I have like at least one or two new ones out there for you awesome. Before then.
Awesome. Well, you know who to get a hold of. Just get a hold of Lisa. She'll pencil you in.
Yep. Well, happy
I will.
New Year.
Thank you.
Happy New yeah. Year. You take care of yourself, okay?
I will. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, folks. That's it for tonight. Lisa and I are going to.
That's it for the year.
I know. It's crazy. Happy
last
New
show
Year, everybody.
Year. Happy New Year, everyone. We hope you have a great and safe holiday. Be safe.
Yes.
Be smart.
Hugs from Lisa.
Party
and I,
smart.
Yes. Party smart. Be safe. We want you to come back and join us next year, okay? Life is.
That's
the world
right.
will be less interesting without you, so don't do anything foolish. On New Year's Eve.
Yep.
But anyway,
that's right.
hugs from Lisa and I. Come back and see us next year. We'll have more shows for you. Talk to
all
you
right.
again. Good night,
Happy
everybody.
New Year.
Woohoo. Happy New Year.